Chapter 58. Common, in the days of party, for students of the University of Dublin, to play tricks with this statue. 44 Lieutenant General Richard Ingoldsby died 1712, was commander of the forces in Ireland, and one of the Lords Justices in the absence of the Lord Lieutenant. 45 This seems to have been a mistake. Cf. Journal for July 13, 1711. Alan Broderick, afterwards Viscount Midleton, a Whig politician and lawyer, was made Chief Justice of the Queen's Bench in Ireland in 1709, but was removed from office in June 1711, when Sir Richard Cox succeeded him. On the accession of George I, he was appointed Lord Chancellor for Ireland. Afterwards he declined to accept the dedication to him of Swift's Drapier's letters, and supported the prosecution of the author. He died in 1728. 46 Robert Doyne was appointed Chief Baron of the Exchequer in Ireland in 1695 and Chief Justice of the Common Pleas in 1703. This appointment was revoked on the accession of George I. 47 see Letter 9 Note 12. 48 of the University of Dublin. 49 see Letter 2 Note 18 and Letter 3 Note 4. Sir Thomas Frankland's eldest son, Thomas, who afterwards succeeded to the baronetcy, acquired a fortune with his first wife, Dinah, daughter of Francis Topham, of Agelthorpe, Yorkshire. He died in 1747. 50 see Letter 8 Note 21. 51 see Letter 4 Note 15. 52 Mary, daughter of Sir John Williams, Bart, and widow of Charles Petty, 2nd Lord Shelburne, who died in 1696. As he had married, as her second husband, Major General Conyngham, and, as her third husband, Colonel Dalway. 53 Dr. John Vesey became Bishop of Limerick in 1672 and Archbishop of Tuam in 1678. He died in 1716. 54 see Letter 3 Note 39. 55 sex. 56 Toby Caulfield, third son of the fifth Lord Charlemont. In 1689 he was colonel to the Earl of Drogheda's regiment of foot, and about 1705 he succeeded to the command of Lord Scarron's regiment of foot. After serving in Spain his regiment was reduced, having lost most of its men. Luttrell, Vi. 158. 57 John Campbell, 2nd Duke of Argyll 1680-1743, was installed a Knight of the Garter in December 1710, after he had successfully opposed a vote of thanks to Marlborough, with whom he had quarreled. It was of this nobleman that Pope wrote her Gile, the state's whole thunder born to wield, and shake alike the Senate and the field. In a note to Mackey's memoirs, Swift describes the Duke as an ambitious, covetous, cunning Scot, who had no principle, but his own interests and greatness. 58 Harley's second wife, Sarah, daughter of Simon Middleton, of Edmonton, and sister of Sir Hugh Middleton, Bart. She died, without issue, in 1737. 59 Elizabeth Harley, then unmarried, the daughter of Harley's first wife, Elizabeth, daughter of Thomas Foley, of Whitley Court, Worcestershire. She subsequently married the Marquis of Carmarthen, afterwards Duke of Leeds. 60 Harcourt, see Letter 3 Note 24. 61 William Stahl, the third Baron, who succeeded to the title in 1692 was half-brother to the second Baron Stahl. The brother here referred to was Edward, who succeeded to the title as fourth Baron in 1742. Letter 12. 1 Charles Finch, 3rd Earl of Winchelsea, son of Lord Maidstone, and grandson of Heneage, 2nd Earl of Winchelsea. On his death in 1712 Swift spoke of him as worthy honest gentleman, and particular friend of mine. Touvedo was a shopkeeper, who abandoned his trade for the Army. Journal, March 28 April 4, 1711. Swift calls him Lieutenant, who is now broke, and upon half pay. Journal, November 18, 1712. 3 Sir Edmund Bacon, Bart. died 1721, of Haringfleet, Suffolk, succeeded his father in the baronetcy in 1686. 4. The reverse at Brittany Liga. 5. See letter 8 note 12. 6. John Barber, a printer, became Lord Mayor of London in 1732, and died in 1741. Mrs. Manley was his mistress, and died at his printing office. Swift speaks of Barber as his very good and old friend. 7. Burnage was an officer serving under Colonel Fielding. In August 1710 a difficulty arose through Arbuthnot trying to get his brother George made captain over Burnage's head, but ultimately Arbuthnot waived the business, because he would not wrong a friend of Swift's. 8. See letter 1 note 52. 9. George Smalridge, 1663-1719, the High Church divine and popular preacher, was made Dean of Carlisle in 1711 and Bishop of Bristol in 1714. Steele spoke of him in the Tatler Notes. 73-114, as bounding in that sort of virtue and knowledge which makes religion beautiful. 10. St. Albans Street, Pall Mall, was removed in 1815, to make way for Waterloo Plus. It was named after Henry German, Earl of St. Albans. 11. Ben Portlack, the Duke of Ormond's secretary. 12. Algernon Seymour, Earl of Hertford, 1684-1750, only son of Charles Seymour, Duke of Somerset. Lord Hertford succeeded to the dukedom in 1748. From 1708 to 1722 he was M.P.P. for Northumberland, and from 1708 to 1713 he took an active part in the war in Flanders. 13. See letter 4. 14. A short character of the Earl of Wharton, see letter 10. Note 29. 15. See letter 9. 16. Henry Herbert, the last Baron Herbert of Cherbury, succeeded to the peerage in 1709, and soon afterwards married a sister of the Earl of Portsmouth. A ruined man, he committed suicide in 1738. 17. Nos. 257-260. 18. See letter 6 note 12. 19. FTER is interlined, Dean Swift. 20. With this account may be compared what Pope says, as recorded in Spence's Anecdotes, p. 223. Ord Peterborough could dictate letters to 9 amanuenses together, as I was assured by a gentleman who saw him do it when ambassador at Turin. He walked round the room, and told each of them in his turn, what he was to write. One perhaps was a letter to the emperor, another to an old friend, a third to a mistress, a fourth to a statesman, and so on. Yet he carried so many and so different connections in his head, all at the same time. 21. Francis Atterbury, Dean of Carlisle, had taken an active part in the defense of Dr. Sacheverell. After a long period of suspense he received the appointment of Dean of Christ Church, and in 1713 he was made Bishop of Rochester and Dean of Westminster. Atterbury was on intimate terms with Swift, Pope, and other writers on the Tory side, and Addison, at whose funeral the bishop officiated, described him as one of the greatest geniuses of his age. 22. John Carteret, 2nd Baron Carteret, afterwards to be well known as a statesman, succeeded to the peerage in 1695, and became Earl Granville and Viscount Carteret on the death of his brother in 1744. He died in 1763. In October 1710, when 20 years of age, he had married Frances, only daughter of Sir Robert Worsley, Bart. Of Apultercombe, Isle of Wight. 23. Dillon Ash, D.D., Vicar of Finglas, and brother of the Bishop of Clare. In 1704 he was made Archdeacon of Clare, and in 1706 Chancellor of Armagh. He seems to have been too fond of drink. 24. Henley, see letter 6 note 15, married Mary, daughter of Peregrine Bertie, the second son of Montagu, Earl of Lindsay, and with her obtained a fortune of £30,000. After Henley's death his widow married a relative, Henry Bertie, third son of James, Earl of Abingdon. 25 Hebrews V6. Letter 13. One probably Mrs. Manley and John Barber. See letter 11, note 28, and letter 12, note 6. Two Sir Andrew Fountains. See letter 5, note 28. Father, Andrew Fountain, M. P.P., married Sarah, daughter of Sir Thomas Chicheley, Master of the Ordnance. Sir Andrew's sister, Elizabeth, married Colonel Edward Clint. The Coundrel brother, Brig, died in 1746, aged 64, Bloomfields, Norfolk, Vi. 233-36. 3 Dom overdue, the justice's wife in Ben Jonson's Bartholomew Fair. 4 See letter 3, note 5. 5 Atterbury, who had recently been elected prolocutor to the lower house of convocation. 6 Dr. Stern, Dean of St. Patrick's, was not married. 7 January 6 was Twelfth Night. 8 Garway's Coffee House, in Change Alley, was founded by Thomas Garway, the first coffee man who sold and retailed tea. A room upstairs was used for sales of wine, why the candle. 9 Sir Constantine Phipps, who had taken an active part in Sacheverell's defense. Phipps' interference in elections in the Tory interest made him very unpopular in Dublin, and he was recalled on the death of Queen Anne. 10 Joseph Trapp, one of the 7 poets alluded to in the distich. Ulma novum genuit celebers redicina pedas, bub, stub, grub, crab, trap, young, carry, tickle, Evans. Trapp wrote a tragedy in 1704 and in 1708 was chosen the first professor of poetry at Oxford. In 1710 he published pamphlets on behalf of Sacheverell, and in 1712 Swift secured for him the post of chaplain to Bolingbroke. During his latter years he held several good livings. Elsewhere Swift calls him a coxcomb. 11 See letter 7, note 21. 12 The extreme Tories, who afterwards formed the October Club. 13 Crowd. A Jacobean writer speaks of the lurry of lawyers, and lurry and rabble of poor friars. 14 See letter 5, note 10. 15 St. John's first wife was Frances, daughter and co-heiress of Sir Henry Winchcombe, Bart. Of Berkshire, and in her right St. John enjoyed the estates of Bucklebury, which on her death in 1718 passed to her sister. In April 1711 Swift said that poor Mrs. St. John was growing a great favorite of his. She was going to Bath owing to ill health, and begged him to take care of her husband. She ate as he had none to trust but me, and the poor creature's tears came fresh in her eyes. Though the marriage was, naturally enough, unhappy, she did not leave St. John's house until 1713 and she returned to him when he fell from power. There are letters from her to Swift as late as 1716, not only doing her best to defend his honor, but speaking of him with tenderness. 16 A tune means 1. A truncheon. 2. A staff of office. Luttrell, in 1704, speaks of batoon set with diamonds, sent him from the French king. 17 Edward Harley, second son of Sir Edward Harley, was M.P.P. for Leominster and recorder of the same town. In 1702 he was appointed auditor of the imposts, a post which he held until his death in 1735. His wife, Sarah, daughter of Thomas Foley, was a sister of Robert Harley's wife, and his eldest son eventually became 3rd Earl of Oxford. Harley published several books on biblical subjects. 18 See letter 6, note 12. The last number of Steele's Tatler appeared on January 2, 1711. Harrison's paper reached to 52 numbers. 19 Dryden Leach, see letter 7, note 22. 20 CF. Letter 7, October 28. 21 Published by John Baker and John Morphew. See Aitken's Life of Steele, I 299-301. 22 In number 224 of the Tatler, Addison, speaking of polemical advertisements, says, "He inventors of strops for razors have written against one another this way for several years, and that with great bitterness." See also Spectator, Nose. 428, 509, and the postman for March 23, 1703. He so much fame strops for setting razors, etc., are only to be had at Jacob's Coffee-House. Beware of counterfeits, for such are abroad. 23 Sir John Holland, see letter 3 note 28. 24 Addison speaks of a fine flaxen long wig costing 30 guineas, Guardian, number 97, and Duumver's fair wig, which Phyllis threw into the fire, cost 40 guineas, Taylor, number 54. 25 Swift's mother, Abigail Eric, was of a Leicestershire family, and after her husband's death she spent much of her time with her friends near her old home. Mr. Whirl, vicar of St. Patrick's, with whom Swift was on terms of intimacy in 1728-29, was evidently a relative of the Whirls, where Mrs. Swift had lodged, and we may reasonably suppose that he owed the living to Swift's interest in the family. 26 The title of a humorous poem by Lydgate. A ickpenny is a greedy or grasping person. 27 Small wooden blocks used for lighting fires. See Swift description of the morning. He small coal man was heard with cadence deep, till drowned in shriller notes of chimney sweep, and gay trivia, I. 35 Pen small coal murmurs in the hoarser throat, from smutty dangers guard thy threatened coat. 28 The Tory ministers. Letter 14. 1 See letter 7 note 22. 2 Thomas Southern's play of Orinoco, based on Mrs. Aphra Behn's novel of the same name, was first acted in 1696. 3 R.S. Cross created the part of Mrs. Clearymont in Steele's Tender Husband in 1705. 4 See letter 12 note 7. 5 George Granville, afterwards Lord Lansdowne, was M.P.P. for Cornwall, and Secretary at War. In December 1711 he was raised to the peerage, and in 1712 was appointed Controller of the Household. He died in 1735, when the title became extinct. Granville wrote plays and poems, and was a patron of both Dryden and Pope. Pope called him Granville the Polite. His works in verse. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.